Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is World Wide Web, Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Steve Cypress here, and you may have heard about 6 weeks ago with a very brief two-word tweet, or whatever it's called now, post on X. Elon Musk, the owner of X, responded to one of his programmers asking, something like, are we rolling out Xmail? Or when are we doing Xmail, or whatever the question was, and all Elon Musk said in response was, "It's coming." Two words that set the tech world abuzz, because just like Steve Jobs before him, Elon Musk, as the world's leading entrepreneur right now, has disrupted several industries, and now he's going to be going after Google with Gmail, that has like I don't know how many users, well over a billion, I'm sure, the most powerful, popular email platform in the world. I, of course, would never use it. Google is way too evil a company for me to deal with or rely on for something as important as email. However, Xmail, Elon Musk, that's something I will definitely check out and I'm looking forward to. So nobody has really released, everyone's been really tight and mum on the development of Xmail. So there's no release date. There's not even a hint of when a release date is. There's not even a hint of any of the features. So all we can do is speculate in what ways is Gmail susceptible to an up-and-comer. And that's the important business lesson here. I had a mentor that called it opportunity gap marketing. You examine all of your competitors, make a list, make a chart, put all your competitors' names down the left side of a piece of paper, and then check out their websites, their ads, their marketing, their sales, any of the material you can find about what they're offering, and put all the features across the top in different columns, and then just start checking them off. Say, you know, this one has this, and this one has that, and this one has this, and all these have this and all these have that, but there's going to be something standing out, some gap between what is being offered to prospects and what prospects want. And that's where you can come in as an entrepreneur and solve that problem. There's something people are looking for that they don't have. An example of Domino's Pizza decades ago, where all the other pizza places in his area, pretty much everywhere, none of them were offering free delivery. They were always charging for delivery. None of them offered guaranteed fast delivery, especially on busy, like Friday and Saturday nights, where, I don't know if you remember back in the day, and sometimes still today, it takes hours. You call at 7 o'clock on a Friday night, they go like, what are you kidding? We got so many orders here, we're all backed up. We only have a couple of delivery men and one oven and this and that. And plus we have, you know, people in the restaurant here and like, you know, you're not going to get it to you until 9:30 or something. So Tom Monahan, co-founder with his brother of Domino's, made that list and saw what an opportunity here. I can have fast delivery. I can have free delivery. He ignored all the things that didn't matter to him, such as the quality of the pizza or the ambiance of the restaurant. If you went to Domino's in those days, pizza oven, making pizzas. Now I know that some of the locations have stools that you can actually eat in there, but back in the day, they didn't pay attention to anything people would think of as important for a restaurant. They even paid attention to what's important for the prospects, for their customers. And so Elon Musk, I have a feeling he's excellent at it. He's going to identify the gaps between what Gmail and others are providing and what email users want. So we can surmise that it's going to include some kind of privacy features, probably more connectivity, more easily hooked up to other services. Google and other giants are averse to that kind of stuff. They like to keep their monopolies and their power. But Elon Musk, very likely, is going to make XMail easier to use, simpler to use, safer to use. We don't know much about it. Now, another business tip is you can do something like this in your business. Just announce that something is coming soon. Don't put out any details. Don't say when. Don't say any details about it. Just say a new service is coming soon. A new product is coming soon. People get excited about that. The buzz starts. It can start with your current list of customers, clients, patients, members. It can start with your employees, your suppliers, your community, your associate business owners that you know, anywhere that you just announce something big is happening and give a tiny little hint. Like in this case, we know that it's email, XMail, going to be coming out. You could say, you know, we're going to have a new level of service coming soon. That's it. Let everybody be all abuzz. I've done it in the past many, many times. One thing it does, it tends to lock in customers, clients, patients, members that were thinking of looking elsewhere because they're unsatisfied or there's something missing. Because now they're thinking, well, whatever it is that's missing, maybe instead of going to look for it, since I'm genuinely happy with this company, maybe it's coming here. So I'll stick around a little bit more just to see if that actually happens here, because switching providers or services or companies about and anything we all know is a little bit of trouble. So you can keep people a little bit longer and get them more excited, spread the word, get more people coming on board. There's all kinds of great things can happen when you use this launch strategy that you see often used in the movie industry. Coming soon. You just see billboards, coming soon. You see TV commercials, Super Bowl commercials for movies that aren't out until the summer. They just say coming soon and not a lot of details about it. And the buzz starts going. Are you using this strategy in your business? If you want help with it, you can get a hold of me any way you want. You can go to my website, thewowstrategy.com, W-O-W, and you can get some free videos there. You can get on my calendar. You can send me a private message. You can send me an email, steve@stevecypress.com. Any way at all you want to get a hold of me, I'll help you out. Find out a little bit about what exactly you're looking to do, and I'll help you do it. Point you in the right direction, hook you up with some experts that can help you do stuff, anything at all, with not with the doing of your business, the deliverable that you are the expert in, I hope, I'm sure. I take that for granted. I call that the ante to get in the game. But once you are an expert providing an excellent product or service, let me help you out with how to bring in the money through effective advertising, marketing, and sales. So, and also, forgot to ask in the beginning, but please like, comment, share. If you think there's other business owners you know that could benefit from the information I bring here every single day, that all that stuff kind of helps more people find it and helps the platform spread the word, and therefore it helps me out. So I appreciate it. And that'll do it for World Wide Web Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Thanks for being with me today on a gorgeous spring day here in sunny Arizona. And I'll catch you back here again tomorrow on Throwback Thursday. Until then, over and out. Bye-bye.
Sharp Entrepreneurs, hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.